Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Passover worship was one of three special worship times of the year for God's Old Testament people. The Passover corresponds with celebrating Easter today. The Passover celebrated how God saved the nation of Israel from death and freed them from slavery in Egypt. The greater significance of the Passover was that it foreshadowed how a Savior was coming who would save sinners from punishment for their sins and free sinners from slavery to sin, so they could live a God-pleasing life on earth. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Passover. Imagine how joyous this occasion was for Jesus as he came to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem at the beginning of his ministry, a ministry that would end with him fulfilling the purpose of the Passover with his innocent suffering, death, and victorious resurrection from the dead. What should have been joyous, exciting, and uplifting was disappointment, as sinful corruption and distraction were everywhere. How is your zeal and excitement for worship? Keep in mind that your attitude and behaviors regarding worship are a reflection of your relationship with God. Every time you gather for worship, you celebrate your Savior Jesus, the eternal salvation and spiritual freedom He provides. Let Jesus' zeal for you motivate you for zealous, joyful worship of Him every week with other Christians. Dearest Jesus, consume me with your zeal so that I zealously and joyfully worship you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.